Castillo gestured for him to give him the handset. The legend on the small screen flashed. Colonel Taurine, encryption enabled. "And how are things on the high seas, Jake?" Castillo said into the handset. "You wouldn't believe how big this mobile airfield is, Charlie." "And how are you getting along with the Admiral?" "I'm going to have breakfast with him shortly. He's a little confused." "How's that?" "He somehow had the idea that I was bringing a letter to him from Ambassador Montvale, for whom I work."
"And you didn't have a letter? I guess you talked to Miller?"
"I seem to have misplaced the letter, but I didn't want to admit that to the Admiral. But I did clear up his misunderstanding about who I work for."
"How'd you do that?"
"I told him that I worked for you, and who you work for, and under what authority."
"That was necessary?"
"I thought so, Charlie. Wrong move?"
"I guess it couldn't be helped." "Did he believe you?"
"Not until I suggested he could get that confirmed at the source."
"You called the president?"
"I got as far as getting the White House switchboard on here. When the Admiral heard the White House operator say, 'Good evening, Colonel Taurine,' the Admiral said he didn't think it would be necessary to disturb the president."
"Good move, Jake."
"I also told the Admiral my orders were to keep you advised of our position every 4 hours. Aside from coming right out and telling the Admiral not to launch the birds, which I don't think Montvale would dare do, I think that's the end of the Montvale problem."
"And there goes the star he promised you for changing sides, Jake."
"Yeah. Well, what the hell. Jake, I want you to take a close look at the pilots."
"What will I be looking for?"
"Any of them who would be uncomfortable with a really dirty operation."
"Ouch.
That's likely?"
"It looks that way.
I don't want you to explain the operation and then ask for volunteers. I'll do that here. But if there's somebody who strikes you as being reluctant to do what has to be done, just leave him on the carrier."
"These are all 160th pilots, Charlie.
I don't think I'll find anybody."
"You never know. I knew a 160th guy who turned in his suit and became a Catholic priest after Kosovo."
"Anything else?"
"Don't put the Argentine insignia on the birds until the last minute. This operation still may get called off."
"Done.
And keep me posted."
"Will do."
"Give the Admiral my regards when you have breakfast," Castillo said.
"Out."
Castillo held out the handset to Bradley, who didn't make any effort to take it.
"Sir?"
Corporal Lester Bradley said.
"Mr. Darby wants to talk to you. I'll have to set that up at the console. Just watch the legend, sir, until you see his name."
Castillo nodded, and Lester trotted back into the house. He held the handset in his palm until the legend read, "Alex Darby, encryption enabled."
"What's up, Alex?"
"D'Elia had an interesting telephone call from some friends vacationing in Paraguay."
"Really?"
"They asked him to send them a couple of dozen golf balls."
"You don't say."
"They said they were completely out, and they'd had to spend a lot of time looking for balls in the rough. And although they'd found a bunch, they found only one really good one. They said they were watching that one very carefully."
"Bingo."
"I don't see what else they could mean, Charlie."
"Neither do I."
"You going over there?"
"Just as soon as I can get to the airport."
"When you find out for sure, do you want me to tell the Irishman?"
"I'll tell you that when I call from there."
"Hasn't there been any help?"
"In a manner of speaking. I'll explain that later."
"Thanks, Alex."
"Talk to you soon, Charlie."
Bradley came back onto the veranda.
"You want to speak to anyone else, sir?"
"Call Major Miller and see what the schedule for the Lorimer's coming down is, and then break it down, Lester."
"Aye, aye, sir."
Castillo looked at Munz and Pevsner. "Since you could only hear one side of that conversation, I suspect you're curious."
"Bingo," Munz said.
"The shooters in Paraguay have apparently found where they've got Timmons," Castillo said.
"Or that's what I think a message about golf balls meant. We'll know as soon as we get there."
"A really dirty operation?"
Munz then asked.
"Alex says he thinks the only way we can get out of here with Timmons without appearing on the front page of the New York Times and other newspapers around the world
is to let the evil leprechaun do what he wants to do.
Munz considered that. I know you don't like that, Carl, but I'm afraid Alec is right.
Why did I think you were going to say that? Castillo said.
Okay.
Thank you for your hospitality, Alec. And will you now arrange for us to get to the airport?
You are all going to Asuncion?
Yeah. Why?
Well, I'm going to Buenos Aires, and if someone has to go there, I could take him in the lead.
Why are you going to Buenos Aires? He asked, greatly concerned.
To see what I can turn up that might be helpful to you. I've got a good deal at stake here if you can't do what you want to do.
Just don't do anything to help unless you tell me first. Okay, Alec?
I wouldn't dream of it, Petner said mockingly.
I mean that, Alec.
I know, friend Charlie, Petner said seriously.